the rest of the story. In the waning 18th century, 22-year-old Massachusetts-born John Chapman set out to claim his share of the American dream. Specifically, he sought his fortune in real estate. He'd heard that in western Pennsylvania, folks were settling land, holding as much as 400 acres at a time, with preemption claims to 1,000 acres more. Wilderness, certainly, yet soon to be civilized. So John traveled to western Pennsylvania. He made friends with the Native Americans, a necessity in this primitive setting. He learned to sleep in the woods and forage for food and stay warm in the winter. He learned just about everything there was to know about this untamed territory, except how to secure a piece of it for himself. It really wasn't his fault. Claim jumping was rampant, surveys and land laws inadequate. Ultimately, it was the men with no scruples and unlimited cash resources who crushed the squatters out of existence in western Pennsylvania. In 6 years of trying, John Chapman failed to establish a single claim. So he moved on into the Ohio country. This time he vowed he would learn to play the game. Now, a retrospective. I'm holding in my hand a real estate document. It includes descriptions by township and county, by quarter and section, by range and acreage. Listed over and over again are value and contingent expenses and interest payments, application and receipt and certificate. The title of this document is Properties of John Chapman, acquired 1809 to 1838. It is a tribute in print to a real estate genius. And yes, this is the same John Chapman who had failed so miserably in his quest to acquire land in western Pennsylvania. But you see, failure did something for John. It taught him to play the game. And never again after those dismal years of trial and error did John Chapman ever walk into a real estate deal unprepared. It would take more time than we have to recite his lifetime land holdings. On paper, at first glance, it looks like most of Ohio and much of Indiana. For John had discovered the secret of establishing land ownership, something often a legal prerequisite to a land claim, improvement of the land in question by the prospective owner. For John, a nurseryman by profession, it was almost as easily done as said. He improved the land he sought to secure by scattering seeds and planting trees. Specifically, because of their hardy nature and purposeful appearance, apple trees. In the decades following John's death, a legend arose, an almost entirely fictitious American folk hero, the product of collective and successive imaginations. Those inclined to romanticize invented noble, virtually pantheistic motives for this character, creating the awe-inspiring impression of infinite wisdom and kindness. I don't know how you would perceive the motives of land baron John Chapman, but the man you just met, the real estate genius who secured his claims by planting trees, was the real, the original Johnny Appleseed. Only now, you know the rest of the story.